I'm first generation American. My mother was born in a displaced persons camp in Stuttgart, Germany, after my maternal grandparents were liberated from Auschwitz.
Erica Meitner says her father's family also escaped the Holocaust, fleeing from Czechoslovakia to what is now Israel. She says her kind of family background is pretty unusual in this part of Virginia.
I grew up in a very Jewish community in New York where almost everybody I knew had grandparents who were Holocaust survivors. And to relocate to a place where the Jewish community is very tiny is very, very different.
Here's one example of how she knew she wasn't in Long Island anymore.
So the first question people would ask me when I moved down here was, what church do you attend or what church do you go to? And I'd say, none. I belong to the Blacksburg Jewish Community Center and we don't have a rabbi. Everything is done by volunteers.
Meitner says that was surprising to most of her neighbors. And that was surprising to her at first.
The other thing that was really surprising to me, having grown up in not only an urban area, but an urban area where gun laws were very, very strict, is, you know, as I had my first son, I realized that a lot of the houses he was going over to for play dates had firearms in them, which isn't something that I ever thought about in New York. And so it engendered these very awkward and intimate conversations with my neighbors about how they keep their firearms and if they're locked up and if I could see if they were locked up.
Here's a reading from her poem called Dollar General.
I've been living in the South now for most of my adult life. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, says Leviticus 19:18. And the Hebrew word for neighbor is reah, meaning friend, companion, fellow, other. I am neighbor and other. I am a Jew and the mother of one white son and one black son. I've been writing about guns lately, but this is not really a poem about guns. It's about Christmas.
Christmas is a time when her house is the only one around with no Christmas lights. Surely the saddest on the block, she writes, because it is unlit. But in fact, many of Meitner's poems in this book are about firearms. She started working on it the day after the Newtown shooting.
One of the most shocking statistics right now to me as a college professor is every single student we have here at Virginia Tech and in any university across the country has been through a lockdown drill, if not an actual school shooting.
Meitner landed her first real tenure-track teaching job in creative writing at Virginia Tech in 2007. Her first assignment, working with students who'd lost friends in their school shooting, helping them to use writing as a way to deal with trauma.
And I think one of the things that was helpful for me was having had this family background very much rooted in trauma and silence and the concentration camps, and my family stories around that kind of helped me approach my students a little bit from a place of not necessarily, you know, complete simpatico space, but a place where I knew what it was like to be around people who had lived through pretty deep trauma.
Erica Meitner's book is called Holy Moly, Carry Me. It won the 2018 National Jewish Book Award in Poetry and was a finalist for the Book Critic Circle Award for Poetry. I'm Robbie Harris.
Carry me across the mountain, don't give up on me.